From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Denver's home for today's comedy. Comedy 103.1 is Big Mike. Man, I'm happy to get this man in studio. I would run through the credits, but we'd be here for another 20 minutes. So let's just say this man has done some things in his career, and he's going to be here this weekend at Comedy Works South. I'd like to welcome back Marlon Wayans. What's up, man?
What's happening? How you doing? Woo!
Welcome back
to
Denver.
You ain't got no sound effects. I'm going to put them, make them for you. Woo!
I got to get all those sound effects in, man.
I'm glad to be here. I can't breathe, but I'm happy to be here.
And of course, and I have to apologize. Obviously, there's already less oxygen here anyway, but it's 420 weekend, so...
There's even less oxygen.
Yeah,
it's all carbon monoxide right now.
Exactly. So we apologize.
And TCH?
THC, TCH.
Same thing.
Elemental, that's something like that.
Yeah, that's dyslexic TCH.
And I'm happy because you came in. I had to make sure last time you were here, you either had a broken hand or a messed up wrist. So I'm glad you're all together.
Was that 2 years ago or was that last year? That was 2 years ago? Man, ain't that something? I'm sorry I broke my hand. I still perform, though.
You did.
I'm a gangster.
You did.
With a broken hand, I still perform.
And you know what? People remember that you battled through the pain.
Because that's what you got to do. Because you know what? Rent don't care if you broke your hand.
Rent don't care about disability.
Don't care if you broke your hand.
And I don't know if there's a comedy disability or not, but I mean, it's probably not that good. You have to work no matter what.
You got to work no matter what. So I don't care if I had a broken leg, if I didn't win the car accident, couldn't walk. I'm still doing comedy.
Somebody's going to push you up on
all
stage
the way through,
one way or the other.
Because I can't do anything else.
Or you can just, it's 2017. They can just live stream. You can Facebook Live your set.
I seen the greatest thing ever. I seen Richard Pryor in a wheelchair when he had MS and it was really affecting his body. Yeah. And his wife at the time rolled him into the Comedy Store. Yeah. And I watched him perform a set about himself and about how MS was affecting his body. And I said, you know what? That's the way I want to go out. Mm-hmm. I want to go out making people smile, making people laugh, and talking about whatever afflictions is happening in my life. It's our greatest therapy. And, you know, being a clown, yeah, you can laugh at my expense.
Uh-huh.
You know, and that's
if it makes
awesome
your day
thing.
Better.
Yeah. So, if you, you know, it makes you feel better that I broke my hand and I got to wipe my butt with the left and it's weird and I may stink a little, fine.
Just so you know, I was not happy that your hand was hurt. I'm just happy you're all good right now.
No, I didn't say you was happy, but there was a lot of people out there that was
You didn't leave, and I was just giggling the whole way out.
I seen you had a little smirk.
Just a little bit, yeah. Can't even shake my hand right now.
Even Hollywood stars break their hands.
Who would have thought?
I guess they're not Superman after all.
Hey, you want to talk about Hollywood stars? This is a very big year for you. You got a lot going on, especially this summer, including your own show called Marlon. I mean, when you can have your own sitcom, your own show just named after you, first name Marlon, I mean, that's got to be exciting.
It's awesome, especially if it's successful.
Yes.
If it bombs,
then
I'm stuck with that the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Man, that's Marlon from that bull nonsense show, Marlon.
Yeah.
Nobody want to be associated with me, but I got, it's basically on my life as an inappropriate dad. And a divorced inappropriate dad, and it's about how to keep your family together when you're divorced, and even though you're not having sex with your ex-wife, you still love her, and you still got a family, and you know you got two kids that you made, so you know you got to be a family and work through it. So it's a great cast: me, Essence Atkins, Breisha Webb, Diallo Riddle, and you tune in. It comes on August 16th at 9 and 9:30, and then I got a movie, Naked, for Netflix coming out August 11th.
You're just hitting all the spectrums right here. You got TV, you got Netflix, man.
Stand up. I'm trying to come at them every which way possible because, A, I'm trying to grow as an artist, and, B, I want to get to that undeniable place where you just go, yo, that's the funniest dude on the planet.
Yeah.
And that's all I'm trying to be, is the funniest dude on the planet. And there are going to be other people, of course, on the planet. I want to be one of the funniest dudes on the planet. I don't have to be the funniest dude.
Well, and there's some people that are funny at specific things. Maybe they can do quick Vine videos or something.
Yeah, everybody got their version of funny.
If you can hit a whole bunch of different slots.
Yeah, I want to make people laugh. When I die, I just want them to think about me and go, Yo, he made me laugh. Well, yeah. One of my movies come on and go, yo, I remember this. I just want people to feel good about the things that I did, because I'm not going to change your mood, but your life. I am going to change your mood, hopefully, to make you smile, because smiles feel good.
Well, and I mean, you're not even halfway done with your career. You've already accomplished some of that. I mean, so much of your work stands the test of time, whether it's, you know, White Chicks or Don't Be a Menace or whatever. You know, even when you look back, like In Living Color, like everything is, you know, people, you've done roles that people are going to remember forever. People always are commenting on White Chicks.
I don't know. They might not remember out here in Denver. They smoke too much weed.
They'll remember after yesterday.
Actually, I have a great weed head show that I'm producing.
Oh, okay.
It's called High Crimes.
All right.
For MTV. And it's about the stupid crimes people commit when they're high. Or wasted.
I'm sure you have a lot of options there.
Oh, so many. I didn't think people get high and did this many dumb things, but yeah. It's an awesome show.
Well, like you said, you're also doing the stand-up. That's this weekend, yes. Comedy Works South. You can get those tickets while you can at comedyworks.com.
Two shows tonight, two shows tomorrow, one show on Sunday, so 7:15 and 9:45 tonight, Friday, Saturday, 7:15, 9:45, Sunday, 7:30.
All that right there.
That's right. So come on out and hang out.
It's a beautiful weekend for comedy. Marlon, you always make time for us, and I appreciate that, man.
Thank you for having me. You know? With a broken hand or with a hand that works. At least this time, my booty smells right because I ain't wiping it with a weird left.
It smells amazing in here right now. Marlon Wayans, go get your tickets at comedyworks.com.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.